here's a story from The World.
You may have heard about Beangate recently, when the CEO of Goya Foods sparked controversy.
A big backlash today, a campaign to boycott Goya Foods after their CEO praised the president.
Sparking backlash and the hashtag Goya Away.
As the calls for a boycott spread, Goya's CEO, Bob Unanue, doubled down on his support for Trump. Reporter Gabrielle Burbe dug deeper into the controversy. Her first stop, a photograph on a can.
Upon first glance, Puerto Rican artist Isabel Turner's 2018 photography exhibit looks like a colorful shrine to Goya, with canned vegetables and Goya prayer candles laid out on an altar of banana leaves. But look closer, and you'll see old archival photographs of the artist's family, where the can's ingredient label used to be. Except, everyone's faces in the photos, they're covered with small white price tags.
I wanted people to see that, like, oh, I could buy this. Oh, I could take this. Oh, this is for sale. Oh, this family picture, that's for sale. I wanted everything to have a monetary value within that setup.
Turner spent more than a year exploring the relationship between Goya and the Latinx and Caribbean communities. For many households in those communities, Goya is more than just a pantry staple. It's a means to make the dishes that feel like home and bind families together.
Funerals and weddings, I think of these meals. I think of the flavors of this food. I think of Puerto Rico, my grandma.
Dishes made from Goya products served as a bridge to Puerto Rico in Turner's large family gatherings, like this one. Growing up, she felt like Goya was part of her Puerto Rican identity.
Also, handing off of the torch of culture, right? Learning how to make these foods and the memories I have entangled with them, I think are representative of the torch being passed down to me, like the culture being handed off.
But Turner's relationship with Goya changed after the 2017 Puerto Rican Day Parade in New York City.
Everybody's waving a flag, blasting music from cars, people are singing on top of floats. It just makes my heart feel so warm to see so many people filled with so much pride for their homeland.
But in 2017, Goya ended its 60-year relationship with the parade, pulling its sponsorship after parade organizers decided to honor the Puerto Rican activist and revolutionary Oscar López Rivera. Rivera was a leader of the militant group called the Armed Forces for National Liberation. Many Puerto Ricans see him as a freedom fighter, others as a terrorist. Goya's decision to pull out of the parade because of Rivera proved really controversial.
The main thing was people saying, you're Goya, like, you're an iconic symbol for the Puerto Rican community. Like, how could you drop out of this?
The outrage she saw in her community, it made Turner reflect on her own relationship with Goya and ask herself, if Goya wasn't for Puerto Ricans, who was it for? Why, she wondered, had Goya become a symbol, a representative of Latinx identity?
I think what sparked that was me thinking about my own family, who was behind these products, whose cultures have been boiled down to fit into these packaged goods.
In her search for an answer, she began experimenting with overlaying her old family photos onto the labels of Goya cans. This experiment turned into an entire series, which she called Tiene que ser bueno, translating to It Has to Be Good. If you know Goya, you know it's one of the brand's most popular marketing slogans. Turner was struck by how much Goya pushes the idea of achieving the American dream through consuming their products. They even state this mission on their website. But the way she sees it, Puerto Ricans have never been granted the American dream. And Goya, she felt, never really cared about the relentless hardships the Puerto Rican community has faced. She realized she needed to divorce her Puerto Rican identity from Goya. So she used her series to do just that.
It was a death or a goodbye to Goya in a lot of ways. Goodbye to that chapter of them being my iconic symbol for my culture.
Turner says the recent call for a Goya boycott echoed the outrage she and others felt back in 2017. She said she's not surprised that Goya's CEO would voice support for President Trump, who has openly disparaged communities that identify with the Goya brand.
This alignment with Goya as the icon of culture, Puerto Rican culture, Latinx culture, it doesn't work.
Now, with recent boycotting, she urges people not to stop there, to go deeper in thinking about food and identity.
feel like rebuilding an identity through food and decolonizing culture starts with thinking about the things you buy. But don't just jump to the next Spanish food brand. Look into what do they post on their website? Who are they?
For Turner, letting go of Goya didn't have to mean letting go of the food that connects her to Puerto Rico or her family memories.
I don't think you have to lose your culture or you have to lose the flavors, because once upon a time, there wasn't a Goya.
For The World, I'm Gabrielle Berbe.
To see what artist Isabel Turner's pieces look like, go to theworld.org.